You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Big thank you to our buddy Danny Litford checking in, giving us some projects to do around the house. If you're staying at home, you know, you're quarantining, you're doing that. Listen, you've worked a lot probably in the yard. Now you got some projects in the house or physically attached to the house you want to do. Well, he's got the resources for you. And also, I mentioned before we went to the news break. So what's up with all the plexiglass? And if you've gone to stores, if you've gone in and shopped over the last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, you watched it just a few places and then more and more. And I'd say it's way more than half. I'd say it's 75% of the stores that I've been to as of late have a plexiglass divider between myself and the cashier, whatever that person is, or somebody that I'm talking to there. There's this piece of plexiglass between us. So where'd all that come from? Lucky for us, I've got a buddy who is in this business, a local business, been doing it a long time, John Glover from Alpha Plastics, joining us now. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Man, I'm good, and it's good that I can get you on to talk plexiglass. It's something that maybe people haven't thought of day in and day out, but in the age of this fight against coronavirus, you've got one of those products that people really want. It's in demand.
Yeah, it's definitely, it has definitely become more and more prevalent here with everything in the coronavirus. I know we've done some projects for you and different mm-hmm. folks on the side, but now it's really become our mainstay.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've done projects for a lot of projects for fun and for industrial and residential, but this is commercial retail operations is where I'm seeing this plexiglass.
Yeah. So, like you say, if you've been into any of the big box stores, lately, any of the grocery stores, that's really their first line of defense in protecting their customers against sneezes and so forth. And so that's really been a boon for our business.
Yeah, it's a sneeze-proof and cough-proof glass that people are looking for. But, I mean, it's the reality. Is we have these stores that are still open, considered essential, and we need the things they're selling, and we have to be able to look at the cashier and conduct business. It's a way to keep these stores open. So I'd say good on you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I do appreciate you having me on today. It is a way, nobody's accustomed to what we're going through, and so in order to be able to provide the things that folks need on a day-in, day-out basis, our product, whether it be the plexiglass or polycarbonate or Lexan, is a way to protect their customers, let them come in and still conduct business.
Yeah, I'm fixing to get an education, y'all, because I've done this before with Johnny, explained it, and I've forgotten. Okay, because they're different, plexiglass and polycarbonate and Lexan, right? I mean, they're all see-through, but they're different.
Right, so just a quick 101 on that. Plexiglass is actually a brand name of acrylic.
Okay.
And you have Lucite, and you have a number of different manufacturers, and then, so that's a clear product, and then another clear product, a little more durable, is most people have heard of it. It's Lexan, but it's actually polycarbonate. Lexan is just a brand name of polycarbonate.
Okay. So we're basically, this is like saying Kleenex, but meaning tissue, or vice versa.
Exactly.
Okay. So when you're getting contacted here from these retail, what are they looking for? They're just saying, hey, give me something clear, or they call them with a certain, they have specs on this stuff coming from the parent company?
You know, so we can do, well, you're exactly right. Corporate may be instructing them, but we can do as little or as much as the customer needs. They'll call in, and a lot of the local glass houses in town maybe are leading this, and they'll go in. We have the ability to do installations as well, but we can do anything from a standard sheet size of 4 foot by 8 foot to cutting it down to size, knocking the edges off of it, putting a little pass through we have, you know, for putting your money in and so forth. I remember hearing you and Dalton talking maybe last week about how precarious it was under one situation at one of the box stores, because it's not, nobody's really sure how to do it and where the customers are standing or whatnot. But so we can do pass-throughs, speak-throughs. One of our customers, we actually built a framework for it where it sat up on their counter and kept people away from their receptionist. So, any number of ways to go about it.
Well, but it's, you just pointed something out that my experience at one of the stores where they had the, 6 feet of separation, and there was the line, and then there was the card swipe thing, and being, vertically limited here, me stretching while keeping my feet on the 6 foot line and reaching over to put the card in the thing wasn't really happening. So with the plexiglass, I can actually get up closer and conduct business, but still keep everybody safe.
Right, right, and it does allow to be wiped down and stay as germ free as possible. But some of the stores you'll go into and the way they have it set up doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense. But they're able to tell corporate that they have something in place. Other times, if we're allowed to come in and do some of the design work and let them know what our capabilities are, the materials capabilities, then it can be a little more practical and useful for them.
All right, because y'all, and I want to get into some of the really super cool stuff being done with y'all's products, but y'all are doing this not just by the sheet. You could come in and look at a place and design something that works better than just a straight sheet.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done that for a number of places indirectly. I think if you've been into the post office lately, we'll be a part of multiple locations and so forth like that, and working with them and sometimes people don't understand what the yield of a sheet is, and we'll help them maximize it doesn't really matter to them how large the protective thing is. They're just throwing out a ballpark number, but we'll know what sheet sizes are most efficient for that.
What do people need? I mean, from what you're seeing, you're just joining us, talking to my friend John Glover from Alpha Plastics, and talking about all those, the clear plastics you're looking through now at the retail stores that are open. Is there, I know every situation is probably specific and different, but is there a general design that's better than the others? Is it three-sided, four-sided? I mean, what have you been getting the most requests for like that?
Well, and it depends on the, on the office and so forth. Again, we did a kind of a three-sided enclosure, if you will, for one of the local manufacturers, and they didn't have a lot of customer communications and so forth, so they didn't require speak through. They just needed something to keep everything off of the receptionist. On other things, I think you had maybe Bill Krause and his partner Krause and Bumpers in last week, and they've kind of come up with a design work and some stuff that we've done for some physicians, where it's an actual enclosure that
And I want people, if they haven't seen it, I think we linked it through on the Facebook page last week when we were having that discussion, and I know Cam Marston was having that discussion with Bill Krause, but this is that intubation box, right? That that I think Dr. DiVittorio was talking about. This is right. This is like a four-sided or five-sided?
It will be four-sided.
Four-sided.
Two sides, the top, and then the front, where the physician will actually have some cutouts, and he'll put his hand in there.
So these things are at hospital. Those aren't. I mean, this is not at the retail store. These are the things using this plexiglass being used at hospitals.
Correct, and we're having a lot of physicians' offices and hospitals throughout the Southeast that have been calling in, wondering. We're one of the few fabricators here along the Gulf Coast, and so they have a need. They're not really sure how to address that need, and so we'll work with them on a design level, and again, going back to the capabilities of the different materials and so forth, but. Yeah, I mean, a lot of doctor's offices, banks, anybody that deals with the public on a regular basis.
You know, anything in this economy right now that people are talking about quite often is in short supply and high demand. Not to start any kind of panic, or just walk us through your world here. Now that this is becoming more common at retail stores, medical facilities, what's the supply like? How do you talk about manufacturing this? How far out? I mean, are you booked for weeks, or can people get this?
Well, and so it did become almost a futures market, if you will, when this first started happening. You know, people were calling around wanting, you know, hundreds of sheets or thousands of sheets, and you know, so that is a concern of what the future inventory will be like industry wide, but. We were able to kind of look at, say, some of our customers asking for these larger amounts. All right, how can we accommodate them but still take care of our regular business, which would just be onesies or twosies, or you know? And then also, what is it going to look like a month from now, or whenever we're kind of on the backside of this thing, when we need to be able to provide material for, like I say, our regular customers that's not virus related. So it's kind of a guessing game. They're you know, like you say, not to create a toilet paper scare or
right.
anything. But,
let's not do that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. But it could be an issue.
Okay.
There are certain other materials. That they're making these shields, face shields, some of the ENTs and stuff that you've seen, and that particular material has been very, very difficult to find. But you know, we've been doing this, like you say, for a little over 40 years. We've got we have some pretty good relationships with the different manufacturers, and so we're in a pretty good position right now.
All right. If somebody wants to talk to you about their business, their needs for this, some questions about it, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we have a special place on our website that kind of addresses some of our, well, all of our capabilities, but particularly how it relates to the virus protection. And that web address is www.al-flaplastics.com. Or just give us a call, 251-471-1130. You know where we are. You've been by a few times on different projects, but we're on the I-65 service road just north of Moffitt, over on the east side service road, and most people are familiar with it. It's a block north of the Budweiser distributor, so most people kind of know where that is.
That's right. And yes, and hopefully next time it'll be back to the fun projects, plexiglass for boats and those kind of things. John, as always, man, I appreciate talking with you. Appreciate your time and best of luck.
All right. Thanks so much, Sean. You guys take care.
Will do. John Glover from Alpha Plastics checking in. Local business, making a difference out there. You're seeing their work in the retail stores you're probably going to go to today if you do get out. If you don't violate any shelter in place. All right, coming right back.